And the prayer of faith will save the, whose faith? The sick or the people they're calling? Come on. That's a good thought, Ed, just as a pastor. Is any among you sick? James 5:14. Let them ask for the elders. That means spiritual believing or spiritual maturing ones. It doesn't mean holding the office of elder, because you can go into a church that holds the office of elder and they don't even believe healing's for today. It means spiritual believing one, spiritual maturing one. Ask a spiritual believing one, a spiritual maturing one to pray for you, anointing you with oil, pray over you the prayer of faith, and the prayer of faith will save the sick. Period. End of discussion. Period. Here's what we do. We go in as an ordinance and rhetorically do that and say, boy, God, I hope you will to heal him. I hope you move. I hope you heal him. I find myself praying stuff and people hear you and they think, and people want to criticize quick because they don't understand. Men are quick to mock and scoff what they don't understand. And that's just a sign of pride. If you don't understand it, you ought to stay humble and seek understanding. Don't contest it. For heaven's sakes, if you don't understand it, what are you contesting? It's just easy to go, I don't think. And we'll never know God that way. That's pride. That's... But I'd say in situations, cancer, I'm not asking you, I'm commanding you in the authority of Jesus Christ, you come out of them now. And that person could be scared half to death that they're going to die. And I've seen, I don't know how many live. I had a lady bring her husband with leukemia to a service. And I'm preaching just like I'm preaching today and saying what I'm saying today, stuff like this. And we went to pray for her husband and she started to cry. And I figured it was emotion welling up because this is crunch time. This is the big moment. That's how she's feeling, I'm thinking. And she stops me and says, excuse me, can I say something? I said, sure. She said, we're really skeptical about all this. Is that going to matter? I started giggling and I said, honey, this train is rolling. Just jump on the ride. Leukemia. Ugh! And I'm telling you, he literally went, oh! And leukemia. Phew! Doctor said, first time in 50 years of that strain of leukemia, they ever saw it bow out of the body. Yeah. Is that coincidence or is it the message I'm preaching? We had a discussion downstairs, Ed and I. Is that a gift of healing? Or is that the power of the message, the revelation of what I see Jesus accomplish? It's available for the church. He told us to go heal the sick. He said, you go heal the sick. Tell them the kingdom of God is here. The way heaven works is on the earth. I paid the price to release my power here where you live. Heaven is here. We're not waiting to go there. He came here. Repent, change the way you think, because God's kingdom is on the earth. Your will be done, your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. If we'd say, is there cancer in heaven? Everybody'd say, no, then cancer must be destroyed on the earth. And we've got to aggressively, violently, militantly go after that spirit and watch it bow in Jesus' name. If I've lost people to cancer, I can't back off and let my experience change the word. The word is in position to change my experience. Come on. Don't ever give your circumstance the power to interpret God. God interprets your circumstance. And what he said in his word is true, period. Doesn't matter if I lost someone, even though it matters because there's hurt and loss. I'm not being unsympathetic when I say this. I'm saying, let's not let what we're going through change what he said in our heart.